Imagine standing on stage with no script, no safety net, just you, your partner, and an expectant audience. This is the world of improvisation, where the deceptively simple philosophy of yes and transforms uncertainty into opportunity. Since 1959, the Second City has been developing this approach, creating not just comedy legends like Tina Fey and Stephen Colbert, but a powerful methodology for creativity and collaboration that has infiltrated boardrooms worldwide. At its essence, yes and means accepting what's offered and building upon it. When one improvisizer says, "I've never seen so many stars," their partner might respond, "Things look different up here on the moon." Together, they've created something neither could have planned alone. This principle creates a stark contrast to the yes but culture dominating most workplaces, where control often trumps creativity. Why do we resist yes and in business? Because saying no feels safe. Rejecting ideas maintains control. But control doesn't guarantee innovation. It's when we embrace uncertainty that breakthroughs happen. Creating this culture requires modeling supportive behavior, giving ideas fair consideration before evaluation, and recognizing that Wikipedia, Linux, and countless other collaborative successes prove the power of building incrementally rather than celebrating solo heroics. Unlike traditional teams that compete against external opponents, the Second City creates ensembles, unified groups where individual contributions serve the collective without hierarchy. While stars can emerge, they never overshadow group success. Though business culture celebrates solo genius, true innovation stems from collaboration. Most successful solo acts actually rely on numerous unsung collaborators. Effective ensembles require diverse talent with complementary strengths, as homogeneous groups produce predictable results. The Second City's commitment to diversity has been crucial to their creative success, enabling powerful stories like Keegan-Michael Key's portrayal of a Pakistani cab driver post-9/11, which captured contemporary xenophobia. Key improviser principles can enhance any team. Stay present in conversations, balance giving and taking, workplace givers often achieve highest success, and surrender the need to be right, a common barrier to effective collaboration. At the Second City, shows develop through constant dialogue with audiences. Rather than treating them as passive consumers, performers listen to reactions, laughter, groans, silences, to refine material. When a controversial Superman in a wheelchair scene initially received hostile reactions, director Mick Napier transformed it by adding a poignant song acknowledging the audience's discomfort while making a deeper satirical point. For businesses, co-creation provides remarkable insight whether developing products, marketing, or processes. It ensures you're giving customers what they want even when they can't articulate it themselves. This effectiveness relates to the neuroscientific closure principle. Humans are hardwired to complete incomplete pictures, responding positively when invited to contribute to partially formed ideas. Successful co-creation requires overcoming three barriers: surrendering ownership of ideas to the group, leaders ceding control, which becomes harder at higher organizational levels, and conquering fear of failure, looking foolish, or the unknown. Fear produces knee-jerk, path of least resistance ideas rather than elegant, creative thinking. Fear-based cultures like Enron's fear of speaking up or Kodak's fear of killing their film business led to catastrophic outcomes. Comedy works through three essential elements: recognition, identifying familiar patterns; pain, creating momentary cognitive dissonance; and distance, providing safety to laugh at uncomfortable truths. This combination makes it a powerful tool for organizational change, enabling honest conversations without being threatening. When Norwegian Cruise Line partnered with Second City, they discovered the power of satirizing the cruise experience itself, making fun of everything from tiny cabins to powerful toilet flushes. During bad weather, when passengers were grumpy, addressing the elephant in the room through weather jokes diffused tension through laughter. Even conservative organizations benefit from comedy when conveying important messages. In fact, the higher the stakes, the more comedy helps create safe spaces for honest conversation. Second City's Real Biz Shorts program revolutionized corporate ethics training, traditionally the most mind-numbing corporate experience, by creating engaging, funny videos about serious compliance topics. Organizations often lack humor by confusing reverence with respect. Respect acknowledges worth while enabling dialogue between different perspectives. Reverence places ideas beyond questioning, making them untouchable. When respect transforms into reverence, those with lower status cannot speak truth to power, making necessary change impossible. At Second City, failure is expected. It's why their late-night improv sets are free. They openly share their failures, a disastrous hamburger promotion that cost food poisoning, a poorly received political show in Cleveland, and a hazardous set design featuring mismatched murals. Second City thrives because they view failure as essential to innovation. The fear of failure, not failure itself, is what stifles creativity. Organizations that embrace failure naturally boost their creative output. They succeed through six distinct approaches to failure: failing publicly, creating opportunities for recognition; failing together, using ensemble support to encourage risk-taking; failing fast, quickly moving forward; failing without judgment, maintaining safe spaces for experimentation; failing confidently, believing in their process; and failing incrementally, building success through small contributions rather than controlling everything. Modern leadership has evolved beyond the cigar-chomping, throne-sitting boss of old toward a more nuanced approach. Today's effective leaders adapt fluidly, allowing knowledgeable team members to take center stage when appropriate. Studies show women often excel at this leadership style, with research finding they rate more positively in 12 of 15 leadership effectiveness functions, including taking initiative, driving results, and building relationships. The String of Pearls exercise demonstrates this beautifully. Participants line up, with the first person receiving an opening line and the last person receiving a closing line. Each person between must improvise a line connecting the narrative from beginning to end, requiring attention to both previous contributions and the ultimate goal. This teaches participants to consider not just their individual contribution, but how it fits within the larger context, exactly what effective leadership requires. Andrew Alexander's philosophy captures this perfectly. Build the right sandbox, hire the right people, and get the hell out of the way. At Second City, producers don't intrude on rehearsals uninvited. Directors determine when outside feedback is appropriate. This prevents premature judgment that can derail creativity and allows teams to take necessary risks, resulting in breakthrough performances that might never have emerged under controlling management. Despite being how we learn 85% of what we know and taking up nearly half our workdays, humans only listen with 25% comprehension, and just 2% of professionals receive formal listening training. This fundamental skill gap creates widespread problems. At Second City, listening means receiving gifts. Each statement is an opportunity to build together. Exercises like thank you and last word response train students to fully acknowledge their partner's contributions, a practice rare in business settings. While improvisers face immediate consequences for poor listening through public failure, business environments often mask inattention. The results are costly. Products nobody wants, like Bengay aspirin, Cosmopolitan yogurt, and New Coke, all consequences of companies failing to truly listen to their customers. Improvisation teaches listening beyond words, reading tone and physical cues to understand speakers' true intent. This empathetic approach leads to deeper understanding and more effective collaboration.